We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Okay, turn it up.
Turn it up.
Jeff and Jen. The Jeff and Jen Show on now.
It's a sad story, but it's such a beautiful thing that happened at JP and Heidi's wedding.
A really beautiful, touching moment that made every single one of us tear up.
So it occurred during the mother-son dance. At JP's wedding. So obviously that's JP and his mom on the dance floor. And we have to give you a little backstory. The ceremony started with the release of a butterfly for a very special reason.
I've been struggling really, really hard because it was like, on a Wednesday, early August, I got a phone call from my mom saying that my sister Veronica had passed away just 2.5 months before Heidi and my wedding, a wedding that my sister Veronica was supposed to be at, she was supposed to participate in, and it hit me really, really hard. So we had this dilemma. What are we going to do for the wedding and the ceremony? Are we just going to put her name in the program? Are we just going to not talk about it? And we wanted to do something special because I have two younger sisters. That's why I look at Kelly and Janine on the show as my two younger sisters, my radio sisters, because I've always been an older brother in my household, and I feel like, you know, I'm their older brother here at the radio station, so... My sister Christina decided to read the release of the butterfly poem at our wedding. And it says, "As you release this butterfly in honor of me, know that I'm always with you, and I always will be. Hold a hand, say a prayer, close your eyes, and see me there. Although you may feel a little bit torn apart, please know that I'll forever be in your heart. Fly away, butterfly, as high as you can go. I'm right there with you, more than you'll ever know." And we released the butterfly, and it was dark, it was rainy at the wedding, and we weren't really sure if the butterfly was going to fly. There wasn't a whole lot of sunlight. I hear that butterflies need light to fly towards the light, and the butterfly ended up flying anyways and flew away. And it ended up being perfect. We wanted to honor my middle sister, Veronica, and we did.
So this happens at the beginning of the ceremony. What you need to know about JP's wedding ceremony, the entire thing was a reception. Like, from them walking down the aisle at the beginning to start the ceremony, like, she didn't come down to the wedding march. It was a country song, wasn't it?
Heidi came down to At Last, sung by Beyonce.
Okay.
Instead of Etta James, is the Beyonce version.
And when you guys came back up the aisle, that was the country song, right?
Like, that was Die a Happy Man, Thomas Rhett.
Yeah, so it was just, the whole thing's a party. So now everybody's partying, the ceremony's over, the ceremony was beautiful, and the butterfly has been released, and now it's time for the first dances. So Heidi dances with her dad, and JP gets up to dance with his mom, and because... JP is a huge goofball, and because his mom is just as silly as he is, we are all jolted to attention when we hear this. And JP and his mom like skip around the dance floor holding Elmo dolls, and it's funny. But then the music progresses, and the song Forever Young by Rod Stewart, I'm not even going to be able to tell the story. The song Forever Young by Rod Stewart starts to play. And while this song is playing and JP and his mom are slow dancing.
You can see them looking at each other in just such an understanding and knowing way. And like watching her as a mom be so proud of you in that moment and so happy for you. It was beautiful the way you all were looking at each other.
And we're all watching them. And all of a sudden, that freaking butterfly that they released in honor of JP's sister, who died just 2.5 months before the wedding, comes out of nowhere, flies down from the ceiling, and lands in the middle of the spotlight on the wall behind the dance floor, and sat there for this entire song. And there's no doubt in my mind that right there was your sister. Like, that was a sign of her saying, hey, I'm still at your wedding.
She wanted to come, and I know that she would have torn up the dance floor, and we tore it up in her honor. Lots of goofiness, silliness, jumping around, and she was with us.
And that happens. Like, your mom knows that, right? Like, she knows, and your dad and your other sister, your baby sister.
Christina,
like,
yeah.
Christina, everybody knows that was your sister there.
Yeah.
It was the coolest thing that I've been a part of in a long time. Like, that was awesome.
It was a clear sign.
So, I think there's some people who doubt whether or not people from the other side send signs, or maybe you question it. You know, like if your favorite bird was an owl and somebody passes and an owl flies by you the next day and you're like, oh, it's probably just a coincidence. That was not a coincidence. That was beautiful. And I don't know. I just wanted to tell that story. I wanted JP to tell that story. Because I know how important she was to you, and it's so cool that she was there.
Yeah. I'm at a loss for words other than, if you're going through something right now and you can keep their memory alive every day by telling a funny story or just keeping their memory alive.
Or thinking of the Sesame Street theme.
My mom and I used to watch Sesame Street 3 times a day when I was about 2.5 years old. That's why I'm so smart. I don't know if you guys know, but that's how I learned my ABCs through Elmo.
I'm right there with you with Reese right now.
Now, how much I learned post Sesame Street between the ages of 5 and 32, which I am right now, I'm not so sure. But I was killing it when I was a kid with the smarts.
Well, it started off silly, which is so you, and it ended with something so poignant, which is so awesome. So thanks for having us all there, and I hope somebody who heard this story today is reassured that there are indeed signs from the other side that come back and let you know that, hey, we're okay.
Amen.
Star 94.1.
We've been talking about JP's wedding and his first dance with his mom and how they got a beautiful sign from the other side in the form of a butterfly.
JP's younger sister passed away just about 2.5 months before the wedding, and she was obviously going to be a part of it. And her passing was sudden, and they wanted to keep her included. So at the beginning of the ceremony, his sister read a poem and released a butterfly. Basically, the short version of the poem is, hey, when you see a butterfly, that's me. And the butterfly flew up into the rafters of this big space, like 30-foot ceiling, like just disappeared off into the top, and nobody saw it again until the middle of the son and mom dance, when it came down and landed on the wall, literally above JP and his mom dancing.
If you see a butterfly at Monday Night Garage and you're having a beer, wave hi to my sister Veronica. She's there.
If you see a ton of butterflies at Monday Night Garage and you're having beers, you've had too many, and go
get an Uber.
Call an Uber. Jessica in Cartersville.
Yes, hi.
Something like this happened to you as well?
Yes, when I was pregnant with my first son, I got the first sonogram done, and I didn't even know if I was having a boy or a girl. But we looked at it, and the first thing that stood out was a picture in the sonogram of my dad.
Whoa.
And my dad passed away when I was six, and he was well known for wearing bandanas, and he wore his hair a certain way, and he had a mustache and a beard. And you could see his face in the sonogram looking down at the baby.
Wow. Goodness, goosebumps everywhere.
My mother came with me to the sonogram, and as soon as we saw it on the screen, we both started bawling our eyes out. And that's when they said, "You're having a boy." And I was like, "Okay, his name is Jack Thomas," because that was my dad's name. And I now have a son named Jack Thomas. Wow. And
did you frame that sonogram? Do you have that in your home?
I did. Mm. I do. And wow. Yes.
Wow.
He appears every once in a while. He's recently, my sister has just finished a stint with rehab. She's 30 days clean, and we took a picture of her, and there is what looks like somebody hugging her in the picture. And she said that she could smell Marlboro smoke while we were taking the picture, and nobody smokes Marlboros.
Wow.
He was the only one that smoked Marlboros.
Wow.
So he appears every once in a while.
And I have a feeling, JP, that you haven't heard the last of your sister either. Like,
no.
I think you're going to see a lot of signs from her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to do this on the show in the near future, and just because the phone lines are starting to light up with signs.
This happened so clearly with my mom and one of her dear friends who died from breast cancer.
Wow.
And she got such a clear sign. It was really beautiful.
It's a sad topic, but it's sad because they're gone, but it's happy because they're still here. So mm-hmm. we're gonna make a note to do this tomorrow or the day after. And we've been talking so much about JP's wedding. We're about to share a video of it. So if you've heard us talk about it and you feel like you're like, I feel like I was there. Well, now you can see if your visual matches the reality, because they got, what about like a 10-minute video?
It's a 10-minute video, and I cried the entire time. It's beautiful. It's fun. There's lots of silliness on the dance floor that I think you'll enjoy. And then the release of the butterfly and my mom and I dancing are also in the video.
All right. Well, now that you know the butterfly story, folks, grab some tissues and watch the video. We'll share it on our Facebook pages now.
Listen, like, and share. The conversation continues with Jeff and Jen on Facebook.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.